There is a tradition that Publius Lentulus wrote to the authorities at Rome. The disciples of Jesus believe him the Son of God. Those instructed in Christian Science have reached the glorious perception that God is the only author of man. The Virgin Mother conceived this idea of God and gave to her ideal the name of Jesus, that is, Joshua or Savior. The illumination of Mary's spiritual sense put to silence material law and its order of generation, and brought forth her child by the revelation of truth, demonstrating God as the Father of men. The Holy Ghost or Divine Spirit overshadowed the pure sense of the Virgin Mother with the full recognition that being is spirit. The Christ dwelt forever, an idea in the bosom of God, the divine principle of the man Jesus. And woman perceived this spiritual idea, though at first faintly developed. Man, as the offspring of God, as the idea of spirit, is the immortal evidence that spirit is harmonious and man eternal. Jesus was the offspring of Mary's self-conscious communion with God. Hence, he could give a more spiritual idea of life than other men, and could demonstrate the science of love, his Father or divine principle. Born of a woman, Jesus' advent in the flesh partook partly of Mary's earthly condition, although he was endowed with the Christ, the divine spirit, without measure. This accounts for his struggles in Gethsemane and on Calvary, and this enabled him to be the mediator or wayshower between God and men. Had his origin and birth been wholly apart from mortal usage, Jesus would not have been appreciable to mortal mind as the way. Rabbi and priest taught the Mosaic law, which said, "An eye for an eye, and whoso sheddeth man's blood, by man shall his blood be shed." Not so did Jesus, the new executor for God, present the divine law of love, which blesses even those that curse it. As the individual ideal of truth, Christ Jesus came to rebuke rabbinical error and all sin, sickness, and death, to point out the way of truth and life. This ideal was demonstrated throughout the whole earthly career of Jesus, showing the difference between the offspring of soul and of material sense, of truth and of error. If we have triumphed sufficiently over the errors of material sense to allow soul to hold the control, we shall loathe sin and rebuke it under every mask. Only in this way can we bless our enemies, though they may not so construe our words. We cannot choose for ourselves, but must work out our salvation in the way Jesus taught. In meekness and might, he was found preaching the gospel to the poor. Pride and fear are unfit to bear the standard of truth, and God will never place it in such hands. Jesus acknowledged no ties of the flesh. He said, "Call no man your father upon the earth, for one is your Father which is in heaven." Again he asked, "Who is my mother, and who are my brethren?" implying that it is they who do the will of his Father. We have no record of his calling any man by the name of Father. He recognized Spirit, God, as the only Creator, and therefore as the Father of all creation.